Welcome to the December 5th, 2010, 11 o'clock worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is the second Sunday of Advent and is Children's Sunday. Worship is led today by the children of our church. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now, for our worship service.
Thank you. It's a good parent-child dedication when you have to scoot down to let them in on the other end. This is a special day in the life of our congregation because it's an opportunity for us to pause, to give thanks, to recognize that God does miracles every day. And these parents are here and they are seeking to have their child dedicated in a sense to the Lord. We know that when every child is born, the parents dedicate them to the Lord. But in terms of us as a body, us as a congregation, it's an opportunity for us to offer encouragement and support and pledge to pray and support these parents as we together work together to train these children up in the way that the Lord would be pleased with. We know that Jesus had a special place in his heart for children. And when the apostles tried to shoo the children away, Jesus came down pretty heavy on them. They said, "Let the children come to me." God thinks so much of us as his children that he constantly refers to us. Paul refers to us as adopted children. So all of us have this special place in God's heart. But as we come to hey, buddy, I've got the stare going on. But as we come to dedicate these children, we have gifts for them. But we also have an opportunity for you to be a part of this dedication. If you'll take your order of service, and there's an insert in there. And as I talk with the children and give them their Bibles, if you'll be preparing, we'll have a time of dedication following their gifts. Matthew Allen, this is for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're going to read it every day. Daddy will read it to you. Mommy will read it to you. Lillian, this is for you, honey. You're welcome. Luke. There you are, buddy. There you are. Shane, hey, buddy. How you doing? He's liking the gold paper. Jackson, you okay, buddy? This is for you. Mommy and Daddy are going to read it to you every day. All right? It's a beautiful time. I invite you to join with me in a covenant of dedication. We're here today to present these children to the church and to consecrate them to God. Who brings these children for this holy purpose? What do we affirm about these children?
We affirm that they are made in the image of God, that they are children of our imagination, that they are loved and included in the spirit of this congregation.
As these infants grow into childhood, what will we tell them about their heritage? We will tell them children. Do you, as the parents of these children, assume your primary responsibility for keeping them in touch with such hopes and expectations? And do you, the congregation, pledge to work toward creating a nurturing Christian environment for them?
Yes, we do, for they belong to us.
Then may God be with us
and help us.
Amen. Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, we know that you look upon this, the dedication of children to you. You look upon us and you smile. There's probably nothing that touches your heart more than to see parents in a congregation who are committed to raising children to know, to love you. Father, we thank you for the chance to be a congregation that loves and encourages families, a congregation that will train children to know more about you, to live like you would have us to live. And Father, we pray that as a body, as the body of Christ, we would love and encourage these parents in the times that come that may be a little bit trying, that we would be there to support and encourage them, to offer help, to offer guidance, to offer just love and encouragement. Father, we pray that as they and form new families and welcome in children to their families, that we would be the same as the body of Christ, that we would constantly be looking to welcome people, to welcome children, to welcome families. God, we love you. We thank you this day for these new lives that have been dedicated to you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. When the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for barring him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it."
But they didn't answer because they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12 disciples over to him, and said, "Whoever wants to be the first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else." Then he put a little child among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me, not only me, but also my Father who sent me."
So, what do we do to get ready for Christmas? We all have our traditions, right? We all have the things that we, our homes have to get ready, food has to get ready. Well, we thought it might be kind of a good idea to kind of put that right here in the middle of our worship service. We've decided to decorate Grandpa's living room as we prepare for Christmas. We think that there's a pretty powerful message in that. And so throughout the service, you're going to see the children preparing for Christmas. And the very first thing that we felt like we wanted to prepare was the nativity scene. Everybody has maybe one or two or 30 nativity scenes in your house. We all have lots of those. And we're excited that our preschoolers are going to bring in the nativity scene.
Thank you.
Isaiah 7:14, "All right, then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us."
Isaiah 43:4, "Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, 'Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places.'"
So, Grandpa, what do you think of your nativity scene? Okay, it's good. All right. Well, we've got a nativity scene. Check. You got that out of the attic. It's in place. But we got this big old tree over here. We already got the lights on it. And we thought the next thing to prepare are the ornaments. Those things that we've collected, that we've been given gifts, that reflect a little bit about us and about what Christmas is all about. So with the help of a couple of our youth, the kids are going to keep decorating Grandpa's living room by putting ornaments on the tree.
Thank you. us pray. Father, Creator, everything on earth is yours. We have nothing that can make you richer, for it all comes from you in the first place. But what we have, we bring. We understand that we give thanks only to you, and that without you we have nothing and can do nothing. Father, Redeemer, everything on earth is doubly yours. Though it belonged to you in the first place, people have treated it as theirs, refusing to recognize your rights. But you sent your Son to claim what was yours from the beginning, and he showed the world how much he loved by coming to Bethlehem so long ago. Thank you for Jesus. Amen.
Okay, Grandpa, we got our nativity scene. We've got ornaments on the tree. You like the ornaments?
Yes, sir.
Are the red ones your favorite?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. You're an NC State man. That's red. All right. Red ornaments are my favorite too. But there's something missing, don't you think? There's something missing around the tree. Well, the kids have something they want to help finish decorating the tree with. I've got a couple of youth. They're going to come up and help us bring presents to go under the tree. Grandpa, is your living room finished, you think, now? All right, it looks great. Now, we've got the nativity scene. We've got the ornaments. We've got the presents. Check. Okay? But don't we all have, in our homes, we probably have a room or a little place in our house that kind of has a little tree and maybe some ornaments and maybe a few presents under it, don't we? Don't we have, but you know what? Preparing for Christmas, is that really what Christmas is about? No, it's fun and it reminds us of something. Well, there's a little something. I think Bryson, he's going to sit with Grandpa and we're going to move the mic over and we're going to hear why we really prepare for Christmas. Bryson, are you ready?
In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. It was the first time a list was made of people while Corinthius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be listed, so Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. So Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. It is for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, the Christ the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said, "May glory be given in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told.
Folks, preparing for Christmas just doesn't get any simpler than that. We can get so busy buying the presents, decorating, cooking, preparing for family to come in. It doesn't get any simpler than this. And that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to Bethlehem. The challenge from our children to all of us is, are you prepared for Christmas? We don't prepare just so that our house can be pretty. That's a good thing, but that's not the main thing. The main thing why we prepare for Christmas is Jesus Christ. He's the only reason. And we are thankful that the people of College Park have let us lead you in preparing for Christmas. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for the simple message that you have delivered to me, and hopefully many, many others in this sanctuary. I thank you for these children. They're an amazing group of young people who are using their gifts and their talents to worship you. They have been unafraid today, and I thank you for that courage that you have given them. Father, as we go into the rest of this afternoon, as we consider all that has happened, from the dedication of the babies to the reading of the Christmas story and everything in between, let us be thankful. For our Savior has come, and He is leading us to Christmas. We thank you for these children who have led us so well, and we ask that you bless them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to invite you to consider what God may have done, be doing in your heart this morning. There is a hymn, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me," hymn number 62. We're going to invite you to stand and sing in just a moment. And if you have a decision to make, Raymond and I will be down front. We'd love to talk with you about if we get to have a personal relationship with the babe in Bethlehem. And if you want to know what that is all about, if you want to see what these kids have talked about all morning, we'd love to talk with you. If you need to rededicate your life, recommit to Him, preparing for Christmas, this is a perfect time to do that. Let's stand and sing hymn number 62. You are for just a brief moment. Reese, come on up and stand with me, girl. Now, before we have, Reese is going to do our final prayer. I want to say thank you on behalf of all the children. It still overwhelms me that our church allows the children of our church to lead, take a Sunday of Advent, which is usually a very high and holy Sunday, and give over leadership of that service to our children. Amen. That is a blessing for me. From the staff, I thank you for the willingness that you have working with us and with the children. I'm overwhelmed. Every year I tell people, what are you doing for Advent? Well, we got Children's Sunday, and they back up. What are you doing? We're having children lead us for the entire service, and they just can't believe it. And it is a testament to the faith of this church. I am thankful, and I am overwhelmed by the generosity of the people of our church. There are so many people who make our children's ministry, our preschool ministry, work. We have lots of teachers and mission leaders and nursery workers and prayer partners. If you are an adult or a youth who works on a regular basis, either as a prayer partner, nursery worker, Sunday school teacher, mission leader, any way that you work with children in our church, would you please stand right where you are? Now, you notice there's a lot of children up here, and there's still more in the back. and there was a lot of adults. We need more. We need more, more, more. We've added an additional Sunday morning service at 9 o'clock, as we mentioned before. That means more nursery workers. We are in need of Sunday school teachers. We're in need of nursery workers in both services. And we will work with your schedule. If you can give us one Sunday a month, a Sunday every other month, if you'll give us 10 minutes every Thursday on the second Thursday of the month, we will find a place for you. We do need help in our, we are seeing more and more kids in our preschool and our children's ministry. If you are able and willing, please talk to me. I'll be glad to get you set up with the right people to make our children's ministry grow. It's a very exciting time. As we got talking about preparing for Children's Sunday, we were thinking, what are the words in our children's ministry right now? Excitement, anticipation. We've been renovating our preschool and our children's areas. They are almost done. We are very excited about that. And so we wanted to bring that to you. And we're going to need more and more of your help because as more and more kids come into the ministry. So if you're able to help in any way, shape, or form, please, please let us know. That is a serious need that we have right now. Reese, are you ready? Are you sure? Okay. Reese is going to have our closing prayer, and then her brother, Wilson, he is going to have our closing song. We ask you to stay right where you are, and when Wilson is done, you're dismissed. Thank you so much for coming this morning.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, please help us understand the birth of Jesus and what it means to us. Thank you for this great service and all of the friends and family that are here. Please be with us as we go through this day and this week. We love you. In your name we pray, amen.
If you're a kid, there are chocolate chip cookies up here. All right.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org, or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.